Introducing the all-new Hyundai Staria Load. It's got loads of everything your business needs to grow. Drive with Joel and Fletch.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Drive with Joel and Fletch. With thanks to Hyundai, introducing the new Hyundai Staria Load. This is an absolute belter of a show. We welcome you through 1170 SEN in the Harbour City, Sydney, 1620 SEN on the Gold Coast, our listeners on the SEN app. Those who have been listening belatedly via the podcast, we say hello to you, but it is a real international flavour today. We've got the great Finchman representing Australia. G'day, Brett.
Sugar Man, how are you going?
We have got, coming up a little bit later on from the United States, Doug Gottlieb from Fox Sports Radio. He has a massive show over there. We're going to speak to Doug after 4 o'clock. Looking forward to that. He'll represent the US, but representing the United Kingdom, Max Rushton. And I'm pleased to say our very own Max Rushton, who'll be joining us throughout the summer. G'day, Max.
Thank you, Hyundai.
Yes.
How are you? Nice to see you. Really, in many ways, this is a kind of, I'm just feeling out Brett Finch to decide if I actually want to work with him over the summer. I'm quite busy.
Yes.
I could easily walk away from this offer. It just depends on how he performs this hour.
Yes.
Well, so there's huge pressure on Brett Finch. I don't think he's known pressure like this.
Yeah, well, and you know what history shows? I crumble under pressure if it's got anything to do with my rugby league career. Well, actually, one positive is, you obviously haven't done your homework, because if you did, you probably wouldn't even come through the door today.
So I've done some due diligence. I've heard some stories.
You're going to give
me
the chance.
There are places that I can't necessarily go, but I wanted to, you know, you've got to judge someone. You've got to look them in the eye and judge them, and that's what I'm planning to do today.
I've got myself a new haircut. I heard Max was coming in, so I've
got
the haircut.
You look lovely.
Yeah, you look sharp.
You know what I did today? And I've never done this before, but my regular co-host, Bears Head, Brian Fletcher, he suggested I do this about 6 months ago. Not just me, but anyone to do that. I was sitting there at the barber, and I'm getting the EB. Have you heard about the EB?
No.
Well, we had this on another show where it's a pandemic in many ways. The elbow bump, there you go. But anyway, and I asked the barber. I said, "Do you do the waxing of the nasal hair?"
Oh yes, okay, the burning.
Yes.
Yeah. So you had that.
I did that for the very first time. Have you had that before, Max?
It's like a really full-on PCR test in many ways, isn't it?
Yeah. And I've walked out and for the very first time, and I tell you what, it's a life change. It's one of those things that you should have tried a long time ago. For example, you know when you go to McDonald's, and many people don't do this and you should. Have you noticed the fillet of fish bun is a little bit different?
Mm.
It's a steamed bun. Well, try the fillet of fish bun next time with your quarter pounder. Mm. Or your cheeseburger. So I thought about what are some of the things that you haven't tried or you've only just tried and you should have tried it many years ago.
Wax on the end of the cotton tip. Is that the?
Yeah, have you tried that before?
I have, but I try to avoid putting things up my nose these days,
Joel.
I mean? So I'm steering clear of all of that.
Yeah. Just taking notes on that. Okay, good to know.
Oh, that's good. You're going to run out of ink with him.
But yeah, how's it go with the nasal? Because I don't want them all gone. Your nose hairs are there for a reason. It's a bit like the eyelashes. It's to keep certain things out.
To filter.
Yes, to filter. Mm. But I don't want them all gone.
No, but the reason I got it done is because having played football, been whacked in the head so many times, that I think that the nasal hair sometimes leans on the inner part of the nostril.
pressure on it.
Pressure. Some eat it, some get eaten by it. And I was getting agitated by it, and I feel like a new man.
Yeah. It's a refreshing quality.
Yes.
That. But also, and it's like living on the edge in a very safe way.
You know what also is good too when we're talking about Max? We're battlers, Sugar, me and you, and we found out Max has come from the school of hard knocks where he's grown up. If you'd like to share
that. Well, absolutely right. I think I've said it before, but I grew up in central Cambridge, CB1. It was a pretty tough part of the United Kingdom. It's not very well known for anything. And, we didn't even have a full-size harp in the music room.
Didn't have the grand piano either?
We only had an upright piano. So in many ways, for me to get out is you know, to get to London was an achievement. To get here is truly astonishing. Can I throw something out to the listeners?
Throw away,
am I allowed to? I was at Channel 9 just now. Mm-hmm. This is where I work for Stan Sport. You can get a free 7-day trial to watch the Champions League tomorrow morning. Craig Foster, Mark Bosnich alongside me. We were going down in the lift, okay? I'm going down from the 9th floor down to the ground floor. And, you know, sometimes you go all the way down, but sometimes the lift opens and someone else walks in.
Mm.
Okay, it's a very Australian thing. This is not something that could ever happen anywhere else on earth, I would suggest. The lift stops at the 3rd floor and the door opens. And right in front of me are the Wiggles in full outfit. I'm not kidding. No. And I don't really know who the Wiggles are, right? Yeah. They didn't travel, right? They're very successful here, but they didn't really make it anywhere else. One of them's playing a guitar. It's like the door opened, the Wiggles are playing guitar. And I was like, I don't know how big Channel 9 is, right? But is there like an Australian suit? It's like they go down and then Paul Hogan will be on the next one. And then
right.
Harold and Madge will be the one below. So I just thought, I just liked the text subject. The lift doors open and it was blank.
Who would you like it to be?
No, who would you like? No.
Who was it?
Who have you met in a lift? Who's walked into your lift?
Chance meetings.
Yeah, chance meetings with the stars in the lift. That's what I'm bringing for this hour.
I tell you what, leading in, but with his gang there that he's working with at Stan, I think what may help me is that you are working with the one Mark Bosnich.
Right, okay.
It could be similar in a lot of ways to me. Me and Boz get on very good.
Is that right?
I love Bozza. we get on great, man, Boz. So that might take a bit of pressure off me.
I think what's good about that, if you have similarities to Boz, the show is only 3 hours, right? So I can ask you one question, and that's the show done. Yeah, that's how many days.
That's right. So text line, chance meetings. Who have you bumped into? Out of an elevator, or wherever it may be, 0457.
No, I only want lifts.
Oh, you only want lifts?
Yeah, I don't want the door opened in a shop. It's just lifts.
Okay, make it up if you haven't met him in an
elevator. Don't make it up. I want honesty here.
There's no lies on this show.
No.
0457 736 736, or call 1300 01 1170, the Twitter handle at Joel Fletch SEN. As I mentioned, Doug Gottlieb from Fox Sports Radio, massive show, massive, massive show in the States. And I'll tell you what happened there. So I was listening to Doug and he was talking about another shooting.
Yeah.
And he went on to a very passionate plea. So I sent him a note. I said, mate, these shootings that go on in the United States, we're not so familiar with them in Australia. In fact, we're not really at all, particularly when it comes to schools, touch wood. But there has been so many in recent times in the United States, and he was blowing up, and with reason. I said, would you like to come onto our show? Because Max is going to be from the UK. He can give his point of view. We can give our point of view from Australia, and we're not familiar with it. And he was so passionate. So he's going to come on, Doug Gottlieb of Fox Sports Radio fame and Fox Sports over there in the United States after 4 o'clock. He was so passionate about it. He's going to join us. Damien Fleming is going to join us a little bit later on. Josh Phillippe, did you see his innings the other day, boys?
Yeah, he's on fire.
Do you watch the Big Bash?
Yeah, it was very good in the UK because you just wake up and you think, I've got a blank day. I've got so much to do. I get it on and you flick it on and then it's midday and you've achieved nothing.
Yeah.
Now it's on in the evenings and I've got things to do. Mark has been in touch. Joel, I've been thinking of doing the nasal wax for a while. It looks so damn painful. How bad did it hurt?
No, it doesn't hurt much at all. I've got to be honest with that.
It'll be interesting to talk to Doug, Joel, because like as much as, you know, Australia, the UK and America, it's all very similar in a lot of ways. There's a lot of differences between us and America. And the gun laws are one of them. Like I've got my daughter's 2.5. You've got young boys at school. But when you send, we're looking for a preschool for Mackenzie to go to, and you're looking for him to make friends and learn and play sport and all these things. The last thing you think of is, I hope they come home alive.
That's right.
You know, do I need to send them with you know, to something to protect their life? That's just crazy when you're thinking of sending your kids to school. But obviously, in America, it's something, you know, the area and schools you go to are things you got to attend for safety reasons, because shootings are at an all-time high.
Yeah, I think that's the, you know, if you think about the fact that they have to have those classes, you know, like what did you have to do? Like a fire drill. That's what we did at our school.
That's right.
That was as stressful as it got. Not this is where you go if there's an active shooter in your school. It'd be fascinating to chat to him because it's broken there. And I don't think the three of us are going to fix it.
Now, what I'd also like to do, because
we can fix a lot of things, I reckon. How can we get a lot achieved? We can get
I totally agree. I just think that might be a step too far.
We can't change the constitution, I reckon.
I admire your optimism.
So yesterday, Finchie, remember we Adrian rang up and the listeners were just off the bit. They were going for Adrian in a major way, right? And because he said that nobody listens to the NFL. Why are we talking about the NFL? No one watches the NFL. No one wants to know about the NFL. So we said, okay, listeners, we'll ask you. And the board went into meltdown.
Yeah,
people saying,
plenty
I go for the Packers, I go for the Bills, I do this, but that, another. What I thought today was, on top of sending in your chance meetings, send in your number one sport that you want to hear about. Because over the summer, Max, who's got the soccer background, or the football background, as they like to call it, in the UK, is hosting alongside you, Finchie, which you'll take for wonderful radio. So let us know.
I mean, that is up for debate. And that's part of the fun will be the journey
yes.
to see if it is. If it's good, that's great. And if it's terrible...
That's great
even,
as well.
Even better, yeah.
yeah that's
and
right.
better for you as well, because then we won't steal your job full
that's
time.
Right. That's
Absolutely.
Exactly right.
Everybody wins.
That's yeah. exactly right. So send us through not only your sport, your number one sport, your number one team.
Now,
so
right.
send us in your sport and your number one team, and then that'll give the guys, both Max Rushton and Finchie, a better lean of how you should be presenting the show.
Well, talking about Adrian who kicked this off, I think Jimmy's just come out. I think Jimmy has been absolutely hammered by Adrian.
Oh, yeah.
Today.
Actually, let's get him in.
Jimmy, if you're out there, can we get you in here?
Yeah, we need Jimmy to come in.
Bring Jimmy in. I want to know if he is, because I think he got hammered on our show.
Could you just tell me who this chap is?
So this is Jimmy Smith, the great right. Jimmy Smith.
Okay,
we need yeah. him to come in,
okay,
right?
What's his background?
So
rugby league as well.
Okay, they all have large hands,
yes.
these gentlemen.
The great Jimmy Smith, who's back. He's just come back from the United States. Jimmy, meet Max.
Hi,
Max
Jimmy.
Rushton, Jimmy Smith.
Hello, Maxie.
I love your work. Brilliant NRL player.
Jimmy,
brilliant NRL player. Yeah. You clearly have not seen any.
Jimmy, you obviously anyway. That you went and watched the NFL over there. But you love your sport. Well, we had a gentleman I think you may be acquainted to now as well, Adrian, who kicked off things and said, no one watches NFL, and went ballistic. Has he caused a ruckus on your show?
Yeah, tell us about this Adrian fella.
You don't know
board.
Who he is?
No.
Right, okay. So Adrian, having worked in Talkback Radio for 15 years,
yeah.
he's notorious, right?
Right.
Notorious V.I.G.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
And you'll get a subject and just go at it for at minimum 6 months.
Mm.
Right. So as one of our Andrew from Manly Weather, Texas, said today, the highlight of my year was Adrian finding SEN. Right? And he said, it's great news for Aidan Tolman.
Yes.
Mitchell Pearce.
Yes.
And David Fifita, because they were his three targets.
Right.
That he's now found NFL.
Oh,
he's yeah. going to have a go at the NFL for the next 6 months. So yeah. he already sent three in to me today talking about how the best thing about the Super Bowl is the halftime show.
Yeah.
So. He's good.
So it missed a lot of negativity, a lot of blowback.
So how do we handle him moving forward, Jim?
Less. Yeah. Maybe there's more to Adrian. There's less.
Any Adrian?
Less. Oh, no, just the Adrian.
Yeah.
Adrian. You know he's a real estate agent out in the Hills District.
I right. really like how it's a very specific radio station just to be... You know, it's made with just now. We should change it now just to Adrian.
Yes.
Just Radio Adrian, right?
Yes.
We don't care about anyone else.
Hello, Adrian!
1170 Adrian.
100%.
Yeah. No, less Adrian and more listeners will be appreciative.
Any chance meetings? Max was talking about, you know, he came out of a lift and all of a sudden, bang, the Wiggles are there. Have you got a famous chance meeting?
Happened every lift in Australia? Is that just a very strange thing to
so
happen
So many
to
of
me?
These Wiggles people, though, too. Yeah.
There yeah. is now, isn't there?
Chance meeting. Chance
Who's the most famous person you've met, Jim?
In a lift. I'm not interested in what the most famous person you've met. Yeah.
In a lift.
I'll be honest, it's not flying on the text.
No.
But, you know, from small acorns.
Yeah,
I want
exactly.
a good story.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The most famous person.
Who has Adrian met in a lift? That's all I want to know. Right?
You know what? The disappointing thing is that Adrian will ring you up and take 15 minutes to
yeah.
tell you that. So
well, I'm happy to fill the time, right?
Yeah,
the worry is, you know, I can sort of speak first and then think later. I don't want to go too hard because I could come across Adrian across the street who I don't know what Adrian looks like, you know?
Adrian's very heavy with his biceps, too.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Rock.
Oh.
Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson.
That's good.
In a lift?
Not in a lift, but near a lift. So probably count.
Out
yeah,
the front of the
Rock.
Yeah.
The Rock.
Yeah,
so, and I got a photo. I was working at Triple M at
is
the time.
Is he bigger than... Is he as
He's
big?
Superb.
Yeah.
He's brilliant. He's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like, I got a photo with him, and that's the worst thing I could have done, right? And there I was, pasty skin and ears everywhere and all that. And my kids look at it now and go, Dad, do you know The Rock? I said, oh, you're pretty well, reasonably well. Not, you know, we don't exchange Christmas cards, but we know. But, yeah, The Rock.
Excellent. Just before you go, Jimmy, AC/DC, the shirt, is that... Because of yesterday's announcement, Rolling Stones, the number one album of all time in Australia, Back in Black?
Yeah, but... Oh, right, okay, Rolling Stone. AC/DC is arguably Australia's greatest ever musical export.
Mm.
They are... I saw someone in LA
mm-hmm.
with an AC/DC shirt, and I said to her, respect, sister, for the t-shirt. You can imagine me saying that,
too. Oh, yeah.
Hey, did you have a few brews, did you?
Oh, every now and then.
Brewers under the
yeah.
We're going to have a couple Thursday, I think, aren't we?
Thursday, are we? Oh, righto. Oh, it was a hard get, wasn't it?
Yeah,
say,
hey, we're on Thursday and the hand went straight up. That rubber arm said, you got me.
Oh, Jimmy, before you go, look, here I am looking for a big get for Max, right?
Yeah.
And this is what we get.
Yeah.
Boys, I met the brick with eyes in a lift in Canada randomly when he was a politician. Lazo. Max would have no
idea what that reference is.
No.
But this is a fun thing when I'm doing drivers. You can send references to people, and I don't know who they'll be, but I'll read whatever you send, I'll read out. Someone else will get sued. It's perfect.
You need to sneak the brick with eyes,
okay.
Glenn Lazarus, into Culver House.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Randomly.
No, I don't think it's a fair play.
No.
I think I've discovered the link to that. I think I've worked it out.
Okay. Mm. Wow, you're brighter than I give you credit for.
Hey, can I leave?
You've only been on air for about 8 hours. You can go home.
See you Thursday, Finchie.
Yes, looking forward to it, James.
Thank you, boys.
Nice. Good on you, Jimmy. You. There he is, the great Jimmy Smith, who is royalty here at SEN.
Is he royalty?
Yes, so
I interviewed The Rock a couple of times. I just didn't want to overplay that.
Harry and Meghan.
Yeah, that's right. The Rock.
Yeah, a couple of times. Yeah, nice bloke.
In a lift?
No, it was on a television program.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Yeah,
big arms.
1-300-01-1170. Around the ground, Finchie, the Patriots have got the job done.
Yeah, the Patriots have defeated their conference rivals, the Bills. It was in atrocious conditions. Hardly any passes were thrown. The wind was off the charts. It was obviously in Buffalo, which is in upstate New York. Really bad conditions. Snow, wind. But they've improved to, I think they're now 9-4. So they're the number one seed at the moment in the AFC. So they're on track to get back into the finals this year, into the playoffs, after missing last year, the Patriots.
And, of course, Sean the Trader from Sportsbet tipped us into the unders.
14-10. The line was 41 and it was 14-10. So 24, you got in well and truly unders, and the coal mine has done it again.
G'day, boys. The Golf Nut here. A number of years ago, I was working as a barman at Stadium Australia. I was in a lift going up to commentary boxes with a very drunk patron who ripped a jam tart in the lift. Eye-watering stuff. I was gasping for air. When the doors opened, my all-time hero, Laurie Daly, walks in. Oh, dear. I almost died, he says. Again, you probably don't know Laurie Daly, do you, Max?
No, but the drunk man blamed this texter
for...
farting,
yes,
and that was a disappointment for him, because Laurie Daly to this day believes that man was the criminal. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, g'day, boys.
Yeah, I feel sorry for that young fella. Nothing worse.
The most famous person I ever met in a lift was Shane Dye, the famous jockey. MG from Brisbane writes, most exciting meeting Alfie Langer in the corporate lift after a home game win at Suncorp. He wasn't on the ground. In his 14th man position, I can't repeat the words that was going on, kicking people out, letting certain other people in, on fire. Alfie MG writes there. 1-300-01-1170 is the Ryko Fielders call line. This is the Workwear Group Trade Hour. King G pushing limits on comfort, technology and design. After the break, we've got plenty more still to come. We've got Damien Fleming coming up. He'll preview the first test. We've got the iMark quiz. Again, it's the daily quiz. So there's the two Spinalese pillows. Visit spinalese.com.au. A $50 Chemist Warehouse voucher. A pair of Blunston boots. The 987 stone boots, courtesy of Blunston. We've got Doug Gottlieb coming up from Fox Sports later on. Massive Alan Wilson's going to chat. Old mate stories, Sixers star Josh Phillippe. It is a loaded, loaded, action-packed show. We've got Max for the next hour or so. Maxi Russian as well. 1-300-01-1170. The text line 0457 736 736.